Amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies. What a joy to see. Singing together, glorifying the Lord. It's a real joy to my heart. Praise the Lord. Thank you, ladies, for singing for us this evening. And we'll go to prayer. We'll pray before the message just in a moment. But I wanted to make you aware that Miss Marilyn Stevens, Brother John Stevens, Marilyn's brother, passed away. So I do want you to be praying for Marilyn. I know that many of you keep up with them, keep up with her. Maybe send a note or a text or something. Let her know you're praying. And Brother Stevens and Miss Marilyn, Lord willing, she's been having some different health concerns, but both of them, Lord willing, will be here for Daniel's ordination coming up next month. And so we'll get to fellowship with him a little bit there. He'll be here for the ordination council. We'll have a good time together. And so we're looking forward to seeing them when they come. Well, would you turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11? I want to preach on why faith is important. I mentioned this morning, and I want you to look into verse 1 of Hebrews 11 and answer that question, why faith is important. We won't get it all answered tonight, but just something that the Lord led me as we get preaching toward this topic this evening. Trust that it's a real blessing to you. Again, thank you for being in your place tonight. Verse 1, Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. There's a lot in verse number 3. You could take off layers there. Once you look down to verse number 6, we'll reference that after a while at the end of the message. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want to draw your attention to the little word that finds itself third in that verse 1, and that's the word is. Now faith is the substance. And as we preach on that, that's a current, present day topic. It's not was, it is. Now, faith was the substance of things hoped for. Faith is. It's a present possession. We had a president, unfortunately, made that phrase that it depends on what the definition of is, and I'm certainly not going to pull down the text to get into the subject matter of what that was about. I'm looking at this word is, the faith is the substance. It is currently. And I want to preach for a little while why faith is important. Father, bless us now is our prayer. I ask, dear Lord, for these next few moments that you join our hearts together. Lord, if we were talking around the table, if I had time to take each one of the families represented tonight, if we had time to go out to a meal tonight, one by one by one by one, one family at a time, Lord, we could talk about these things, but we don't have that time. So I pray that you give us that same atmosphere in this room tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would do in the hearts of people what you did in my heart. And I pray that tonight we'd be able to see why faith is important. I do pray for Marilyn Stevens. Help her, Lord. She's having different health issues and some ongoing things that even she was having when she was here. Pray that you'd bless her in that, but then also bless her in the loss of her brother. Bless her and Brother Stevens as he continues to travel. Keep him safe and protect him and use him in a mighty way. And then, Lord, though again, we come back to tonight. Meet with us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The word is. Faith is. Not was, not going to be, but is. In Winston Churchill's iconic speech, he said this: we shall defend our island whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. There's an excitement when you think about what is, and then how that is right now, how the is that's present there is going to make us do things, then we shall be doing this. As Churchill said, we shall do this because our ability is here. We shall be doing that. And faith is this present tense weapon to battle through your life. Every one of us, the Bible talks about being in that warfare, that we are in a battle and we are equipped through the avenue or through the possession, rather, of faith, because faith is. Someone says the sword is our weapon, and certainly it is. The Word of God says that. The sword of God, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit. But remember that our faith in that weapon is what drives us to trust it. Because this, the sword of the Spirit, is true no matter who has got it laying on their counter, but it's faith in that sword that allows us to have the confidence in it, and it allows us to go forth in battle and through this life. So faith does so much for us as we walk throughout this life. You say, "Oh, Pastor, I've got faith," and I believe we do. The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." Faith is what the Lord uses in our lives. We see that we come to faith in Christ, salvation through faith, but it is not what was, but is the substance of things hoped for. If I could pull you back to that little table, if we were eating tonight, I would say that God wants you to have present day, real, live, strong, substantive faith. God doesn't want us to be all knowledge and no faith. God doesn't want us to have all experience and no faith for today. Because if all you're convinced of that God did do some things and it doesn't trust you or may drive you to trust Him that He's going to do some things in the future, there's something that's crossed up on your faith level. Because the Bible says faith is. And so your faith is not in the past only, but as you sit and you sit down in your Bible, I hope you do this week, and you read and you look at it, may you not be looking at that as only a history lesson about what did happen, but instead an equipping lesson of what's going to happen in your life. And you're saying, "I'm building my life on this book," because faith is. That's something I say that's present day, and it's going forward rather, and this faith of yours, this present tense faith, is emboldening you and I for the future. Somebody said it like this: don't look back, we're not going that way, we're going this way. Or if I'm with you, we're going this way. We are going forward in faith, you're going forward in life. And so what you need is a real, live, present-day faith, not one that says it used to be done in the Old Testament or even in the New Testament. It is being done now. And I look at what you need tonight. I trust that the Lord has led me in this to show you why faith is important. Let me give you this. Number one, it secures your mind that God will take care of you. What does it say? The evidence of things not seen. I've never seen heaven. I've read some about it in the pages, but I don't believe I've read enough. I have not seen nor ear heard nor entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. I've not seen the pearly gates. I've not seen the gold streets, the jasper walls, the foundations of gems. I've not seen all that. Or also, I've never seen a loved one enter into heaven. I've been in the room when saints of God have gone on, but was very limited in what I could see. But by faith, I can believe and I can see and I can understand the things that had happened when the Lord came in to call one of His own. I can't see a burden lifted off of an individual that I love, but I can see the effects of that burden being lifted. I can see the countenance that rises. I can see the joy back in their step. My friend, I'm telling you that faith is the substance of things not seen, and this faith secures your mind that God will take care of you. If I could say it like this, His track record is real good. How do you choose a fund for some investment portfolio? They all look at what they've done in the past, because what they've done in the past gives some indication of what they're going to do in the future. And God's past is so very, very strong. The faith that you have, that God will take care of you, it's based on all that God has already done. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it's the evidence of things not seen. We need it to have peace and security that God will take care of you. As Brother Dan led us in that song, does Jesus care? How do I know that He does? I only know it by faith. I know it by experience because He's cared about me in the past. But I know that He'll care for every problem I'll ever have by faith. You're saved in here. Do you know you're going to heaven? Yes. You say, yes, I know that. How do you know it? You don't know it by fact. We know it by faith. Now, fact is the substance of things hoped for. Is that what the Word of God says? No, it's faith. Because faith is seeing what's not there yet, but just being as sure as if it were that we're trusting the Lord. And so why do you need faith? Why is faith important? As I entitled the message for tonight, number one, it secures your mind that God will take care of you. Are we worried about everything that's going to happen in the future? Well, we get concerned, don't we? But by faith, we say that God's already in my tomorrows before I got out of yesterday. As we have things happen in our lives and our future gets turned a little bit and jobs turn over and houses and states, Brother Bob and his family will move, and 2 weeks from tonight will be their, I believe, the last service. They'll be here with us. And if he owes you any money, get him quick because he's leaving town. So, but how do you tell somebody to it'll all be okay? Because he's a man of faith. He says, well, I'm trusting the Lord that he's kept me all this time. And so by virtue of fact of what he's done in the past, he will do this in the future. He can't see it by fact, but he knows it by faith. So important it is that many churches have labeled their church Faith Baptist Church. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. Never seen a church, Sight Baptist Church. Faith Baptist Church. Why is it important? Because it settles us, it secures us, it lets our mind be settled in the fact that God will take care of you. While a man was healthy before he got sick, which he ultimately did and passed, he had told his family that an old preacher had told him one time as he was struggling with how to talk to God. How to talk to Jesus and believe that it was really have assurance that he was hearing. This old preacher had told this man. He said, well, one thing that you can do is get a chair, and as you're there in a chair and you've got another chair, just picture that the Lord is there with you and you're speaking to him. Because we ought to speak to Christ. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And this old preacher said, what you can do is just have that chair and just imagine that the Lord's in the room with you, because he is. He's ever present. And just talk. Well, this man had told his family that, and they had told him that many times over his Christian life because he grew. And he said, that was such a help to me as I was a young Christian. But now the man had gotten sick. And he would be there in the bed. And they were had a wherewithal that they had a nurse that stayed in all the time with this dying man. And the family would come in during the day, but oftentimes at night they would go home, but this nurse would watch and help. As they came in one morning, the inevitable happened that the believer, follower in Christ, the sick man, had gone on to heaven. And before the family ever got in the room, the nurse that was there to stay with him had come out and said, well, let me tend to some things and then we'll have you come in. And so this nurse told the story that it was a strange thing. I wasn't right in the room when he passed. I knew it would be close, but I wasn't right there. She said, I came back in and he was passed, and the family was relieved by what she had said up to that point. But the nurse said it was a strange thing. We'd had a chair beside the bed because I would sit there sometimes and talk to him. And she said, but as I came in the room and checked on him for the last time because he had went on to glory, he said he was halfway crawled out of that bed and with his head over on that chair. Nobody was there, but just over in that chair out of his bed. And the family connected the story that their dad had been so likely to tell all kinds of times. And the family looked at each other almost at the same time, knowing that what their father had done was so real was his relationship with Christ, faith in him, that he'd halfway crawled out of his little hospital bed that was there and put his head on the bosom of Jesus, on the lap of Jesus, as if he had been there in the room. My friend, faith is believing that God will do what he said he would do. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and that dying man, dying saint of God, believed it to the point where he knew that Christ was with him till the very end. I say, why is faith important? It's important because it secures your mind that the Lord will take care of you. But also it gives you this. Why is faith important? To allow you to do something, to do something, to do something for God. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 18, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith with my works. You understand, without faith in something, it's hard to put labor in it. We use a phrase, we're not going to throw good money after bad. What does that usually mean? That means if it's a money-sucking project that's not going to go anywhere, we don't keep throwing money at it. You got an old car and it's worth less than what the repair is going to, the mechanic tells you, then you're not interested in paying $500 when the car's only worth a couple hundred. You say, I'm not going to do that. It doesn't have the, you don't have enough faith in that vehicle. You don't have enough trust in it. You don't have enough belief in it to put that kind of money in there. I've got a Ford and It's older. It's got a lot of miles on it. It's got some issues. And I told Brother Daniel, we were riding the other day. I said, well, I put it on notice. I said, if your air conditioner quits working, you're gone. That's kind of my cutoff line. Now, come wintertime, be your heater, but it was hot. So as long as the air conditioning keeps working, I'm a wimp. So as long as the air conditioner keeps working, I'll keep driving you. But when you go out, when the air conditioner goes off, you're not worth fixing. Because you don't have the confidence in it. My friend, why is faith important? Faith is important to allow you to do something for God, because God and His service and His work and the trust that you have in Him is legit, and He deserves more than we'll ever do, of course. But the labor that you put in for the Lord's service is worth it. You say, why? Do you got to earn God's love? You couldn't earn it. You can't make God love you anymore because He already loves you more than you ever imagined. You can't do anything to make you love you any less. He loves you no matter what. But it does allow you, by having faith in Him and having faith in His Word and having faith in His work here around at the church, it allows us to do something for God because we have faith in Him. I don't have a lot of faith in my vehicle, and you may not have a lot of faith in some projects that you're going into. You'll say, well, I'll put a little bit of money into it, but it's not worth a lot. But I tell you this, not because I'm the pastor of this church, but this church and God's work, more important than this work, it's worth all the labor that you could put in it. Not because it's full of bunch of good people, no offense, but we're not, but because it's God's work. Those relationships you're building, and I hope you are building some with your coworkers, your neighbors, and all these other people, it's worth investing in because we want to see them saved. The Sunday school classes that you're going to teach in and that you're going to help in, you're going to labor in, those buses that we get them back on, the labor that you give and the investment that you put out on Saturdays, knocking on doors, trying to uncover prospects and get people on the bus, He's worthy of all of that and more. Faith, it gives us confidence to know that the reason we're laboring is not so you'll be looked good upon by somebody like me or someone else, but because it's all for the glory of God. And why is faith important? It allows us the confidence to do something for Almighty God. Why would you raise your family for Him? Because I believe He's a good God. Why would you live your marriage and try to honor Him in your marriage vows? Because I believe He's a good God. Why would you stand and tell people about the Savior, of how He came to die on the cross? Because I believe He's a lovely Savior and He deserves every bit of it. Why would I live my life to serve and to honor Him? Because, my friend, He's a good God. And faith in Him allows me the confidence to go do something for Him, not so I'll be looked good upon by the brethren, because quite frankly, we shouldn't care how each other think about us, but oh my, how we ought to care how the Lord views us. Why is faith important? It's important because it secures my mind that God will take care of you. You can trust Him. The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaking nor a seed begging bread. You can trust Him. Does Jesus care? You better believe He cares. Does Jesus know when you're through your weakest and at the darkest? Yes. And as the lady said, truly the God on the mountain is the same God in the valley. And He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And faith in Him is what secures our mind to tell us that God will take care of me. I don't know of a better message. And it allows us to do something for God. Grandma, Grandpa, God didn't bring you through all the trials that He's brought you through just to let you sit silently by. He let you go through those problems and those trials so that you could instruct those youngins about how good God was and is to you through everything. And you parents that have teenagers and younger than that, listen, one of the greatest things that you can do as a parent is reinforce to your children that God wants to be ever present in their life, and God wants to use them, and God wants to protect them, and God has great plans for them. You've got to put that in them and in them and in them. And grandparents, your job isn't over yet. You come alongside, and some of you understand that your adult children have dropped the ball, and now all of that weight has come upon you. Well, take the ball and run with it and impress those young people that God has been faithful at every turn. Why do you think God's brought you through all those tremendous, horrendous valleys? To show Himself strong. And if He brought you through, you have an obligation to find somebody and brag on Jesus about. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. If your grandchildren don't know how good Jesus has been to you, I'm not trying to be unkind, but you're not doing your job yet. You need to brag on Jesus. It allows us to do something for Him. And let me give you number three. Why is faith important? Look, if you will, in verse number 4, by faith Abel. Look, if you will, in verse number 5, by faith Enoch. Look in verse number 7, if you will, by faith Noah. Verse number 8, by faith Abraham. Verse number 11, through faith Sarah. My last point is this: why is faith important? Because it encourages others by watching you. The Hall of Fame of Faith, Hebrews chapter 11. What do you feel when you read through this? By faith Abel. By faith Enoch was translated. He should not see death, but was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that pleased God. He just went on up. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Adrian Rogers, the old Southern Baptist preacher, said this: Noah went into the boat a minority. He came out of the boat a majority through faith. By God's grace, I want to instill in my children, as a couple of them now in college and one of them in high school, I want to instill in the hearts of my children the desire to live for and serve Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. And the only way I'll do this is by operating in faith. I won't do it just by bringing them to church, because statistics show that a high percentage of people who show up in church after 18, they never stick. So if I'm going to break trends, or I'm going to defy statistics, and my kids stay in the work of God, stay in the church, it's going to have to be that I operate in faith and show them that I'm sincere, and to convince them that there's a Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, to serve. I've seen the worn pages, frayed edges, and duct tape binding of my dad's Thompson Chain Reference Bible. And part of the reason I go on is because of the faith of the people who have come before me. We don't fix them too good in West Virginia, and Dad didn't even get black duct tape. He just got silver duct tape and taped the back of that old binding of the King James Bible. But why is faith important? It encourages others by watching you. If we were sitting around a table tonight, maybe I could ask you, do you feel like there's some people coming behind you that are being encouraged by your faith walk? Because friends, we weren't supposed to be in this as an island unto ourselves. Some of you, I'm looking at you, that your kids are gone now. You've got a responsibility to continue teaching some others. There's no discharge from this war, the Bible says. And faith, why it's important. Me exhibiting faith allows others to be encouraged by my walk. I'm not saying that high and mighty or haughty and as braggadocious. I'm just saying that's the way it's supposed to work. We're supposed to encourage those that are younger in the faith. you've got children, oh my, what a responsibility, but what a privilege. You just spend your days bragging on Jesus and how good He's been and having faith in Him. And you let those youngins see how good God's been to their daddy and their mom. And that'll go miles in teaching them great things. Why is faith important? I told you it secures your mind. That God can take care of you. It also allows you to do something because that faith is the substance. Of substance you're allowed to do something, then it encourages others. Faith isn't something you left at an altar sometime long ago when you got saved. You did get saved by grace through faith, yes. But you didn't just leave it there. This walk in the Christian life is a walk of faith. Faith in the substance of things hoped for, heaven, Jesus, seeing Him. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the glories of fellowship forever. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, being able to stand in the presence of the Lord. And the evidence of things not seen. Nobody in this room has seen heaven. But we've seen it by faith. We believe it by faith, I should say. Hebrews 11, verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. We are so shy to say absolutes in this current culture we live in. But look at again what verse 6 says. But without faith, it's impossible. Not difficult. Not unlikely. Not hard to do. Impossible. So that would mean if you're a preacher and not having faith in God to get done what needs to get done, you're not pleasing the Lord. You may be pleasing a congregation. You may have the gift of gab and oratory skills far superior to mine and teaching a great Sunday school class. But without faith, it's impossible. Impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, first of all, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Why is faith important? It allows you the security to know that God's always going to be there for you. I haven't seen Him yet. Haven't seen my Savior yet, only by faith. But I will one of these days. Just how do you know that? By faith. I haven't been to heaven yet, but I'm going. John, how do you know that? By faith. I'm saved. How do you know that? By faith. I tell many of you as I talk and pray with whoever, say, God's going to take care of you. You say, how do you know that? By faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It secures my mind. It allows you to do something, actually physically do something for Him because you've got the confidence in Him. If you don't have faith in something, you won't put your money there. If you don't have faith in something, you won't put your time there. If you don't have faith in something, you won't keep fixing that car. If you don't have faith in God, you won't keep serving Him. We serve Him by faith. We seek Him by faith. And then it encourages others. My friend, why is faith important? I believe we've shown it tonight. You don't walk by sight, the Bible says, but we do walk by faith. Some of you are thinking, I don't know how in the world something is going to happen, whatever that something is. I don't know either. One visitor came to a church one time, and one of the people of the church, attender or members of the church, introduced the visitor to the pastor. And to the visitor said to the pastor, "Oh, you're the one that knows everything. What's going on?" He said, "No, but I know that one. I don't know how God's going to fix your problem, and He may not fix it the way you want or the way I think it should be, but I know we can trust Him." And how do we know that? By faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's believe Him, this book, and live our lives by faith. Bless us is our prayer, dear Lord. Lord, I don't know what else to do. I believe it's been a feeble attempt, But I pray that you would take a feeble attempt and make a heavenly impact. Lord, the people that are sitting in front of me and the one that's standing in front of them need to trust you by faith. I believe most of the people in this room, they're born again. Lord, we need to trust you by faith. A preacher one time may have preached to him and said, you need to trust Jesus by faith. And they did it. Well, this preacher tonight's telling them, you need to trust Jesus by faith, not for salvation, but for sustaining you and for guiding you, for leading you, for helping you, for giving you your marching orders, for giving you your directions. Trust him by faith. My friend, by faith. Oh, we can trust him. Let's trust him by faith. As they begin to play, would you stand together? If God spoke to your heart, I know that sometimes we're shy to come to an altar, but this altar is open for you. Some of you are going to have to trust God by faith to get you through the problem that is plaguing your mind right now. Some of you are going to have to put your trust in the Almighty to get you through the ordeal that's just overwhelming you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. Would you come tonight? We're not in a hurry. It's not even 7:30. Would you step out and come and do business with the Lord? Sometimes we shut it off as soon as we stand together for the invitation, but the good part of the service is not done. Would you come? God will take care of you. Let's trust him by faith, believe him by faith, live for him by faith, serve him by faith, raise our families by faith, conduct our marriages by faith. Trust our finances to him by faith. Would you come tonight? Christian friend, don't be hurried. You come, would you? You're overwhelmed and distraught and overcome. Trust him by faith. And maybe you're here tonight and you're a church member possibly. Maybe you just slipped in first time you've been here. But you're standing there. You're not sure. You're on your way to heaven. I've talked about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've told you that my salvation comes by faith, through grace, through faith. But you're not saved. You wouldn't have a biblical reason, a Bible reason, why you ought to be led into heaven if you died tonight. As they continue to play, this is your verse. If you're not in here and you're not saved, you're not sure you're saved, not certain of heaven's your home, would you step out from wherever you are? And Brother Daniel's right in front of the pulpit I preach from. Love to just take a Bible and show you how you can be sure. Would you step out and come? Maybe you need to join Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. You'd like to come and present yourself for membership. We'd set up a membership meeting with you and get that process started. Would you come? Oh, what a joy, my friend, to trust our Lord by faith. Some of you are worse than others, and some of you are better than others because our minds, the way that God made us, some of us are more factual, and we need to see the facts spelled out. And to that person, I say, rest in Christ, have faith in him. Lord, thank you for this time to be in your house. Lord, I pray that you've just set our sails to live for you this week. Please bless us, I pray. We'll thank you for all that goes on. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. May look this way. Brother Dan, would you mind coming and leading us in that song, or be our going home song? Does Jesus care? Brother Jack, would you be able to get that? That second to last song we sang is hymn number 243. Not that anybody down here has a hymn book, but we'll just go. on that, I thought that that might help them. But does Jesus care? This would be our going home song. Why? Because I want us to answer that question that the song answers as we go out through this night, this week rather, by faith. Does Jesus care? By faith, we can say, yes, He cares. I know He cares. And then after that, we'll be dismissed. Brother Dan?
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long, oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Thank you, you're dismissed.